views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show, Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving. From stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. Oh, I'm glad you're here, whether you're listening live or to an archived version of the show. See, because time and distance are no barrier to energy, that means that no matter when you're listening, no matter how you got here, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour opens a door for you and helps you move forward. So did you ever wonder what the colors in your aura mean? My guest on today's show is author, aura interpreter, and psychic Pamela Osley, and she believes that the colors in your aura can reveal your personality, your best career path, relationship compatibility, and tons more. If you would like to join the conversation, Pamela has graciously agreed to talk to callers, so you can reach us here at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And I will introduce you to Pamela in just a minute, but first, the Out of the Fog holiday giveaway is roaring into its final week. If you head over to fogcitypsychic.com/holiday, you can enter every day between now and Christmas Day for your chance to win one of about a kajillion prizes. Okay, kajillion may not be mathematically accurate, but a ton of great prizes. Our grand prize this year is a 4-day, 3-night retreat at Silent Stay in Napa Valley, California. And you'll also find a ton of great gifts from some of the wonderful folks that I've interviewed on this show over the last year. Oh, including, amazingly enough, we have a copy of Life Colors in there by Pamela Osley. So there's no catch to this, by the way. Just enter every day for a chance to win stuff. That's all there is to it. And if you'd like to start the new year off with clarity and confidence and insight, why not join us for the Out of the Fog Salon? That is an online gallery reading where everybody gets a reading and we all honestly laugh ourselves silly and have a blast in the process. We will meet on Thursday, January 3rd at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and all you need is a phone to be part of the fun. There are details at fogcitypsychic.com. Just click the online gallery reading link. And because my happy holiday spirit is overflowing, and it is overflowing, by the way, I think I've finished my shopping and the joy consumes me. So I'm going to give stuff away. I'm going to give away 2 seats in that January 3rd online gallery reading. What do you need to do to enter? Well, I believe that everybody has natural intuitive ability. So use your intuitive ability, okay? Concentrate. It's a very important spiritual question. Ready? What color are the socks that I'm wearing right now? So concentrate, clear your mind, and concentrate, focus on my feet. Oh, there they are. They're very dainty. Aren't they very dainty, lovely feet? What color are the socks that I'm wearing right now? When you've got the answer, email me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com, to let me know. I will choose 2 lucky winners from among the correct entries, and I'll let you know via email if you've won. Got it? Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. And now, Pamela Osley is an author, consultant, lecturer. She's a professional sensitive, a psychic, who also has the ability to see electromagnetic fields or auras. She's been a frequent guest on many television and radio shows. She's got her own popular weekly radio show, and she's the author of Life Colors, Love Colors, and make your dreams come true. Pamela's been a guest lecturer at the International Forum on New Science, Fortune 500 companies, the TEDx Talks 2012, wow, and at many other seminars for professionals in psychology, educational, and health fields. With a large international clientele, including many celebrities, she's been helping people create happy and fulfilling lives since 1984. You can find out more about Pamela and her work at lifecolorscity.com. Pamela, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, thank you so much for having me on your show. Oh. And I have to tell you, I love your energy. You've got authenticity and sincerity, and you come straight from your heart and your soul. And I love what you say. Oh, so it's really a delight to be on your show.
Thank you so much. I think, honestly, this is about the best fun a girl can have on a winter evening or afternoon. This is it for me. So I love doing this. Now, are you wearing socks?
Am I? No, I'm in Santa Barbara. It's gorgeous out.
Oh, man. Now you're just bragging. Now you're just showing off.
Well, it's a little on the chilly side here, but it is blue sky, and I'm looking at the ocean and the islands, and no socks on. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I'm just not going to ask you any more about the weather because I'm getting depressed. Now, let's start out by describing or explaining what you mean when you say the aura. What is the aura?
It's an energy field. Now, biophysicists, scientists, believe it or not, they are studying it. They're calling it an electromagnetic field. I see it as waves of energy that radiate off of people, kind of like a glow off of a light bulb. So it's light, and there's lots of different colored bands of light that comes off of a person, and those colors reveal, in my experience, they reveal a person's life theme, the reason you've come to the planet, your life purpose, your personality, how you are in relationships, money, careers that are going to be fulfilling for you. Everything seems to be coded in this energy field that's radiating off of you. And I explain to people, even if not everyone can see them, we've all felt them. That's why you can be around somebody right away when you meet them and you just like their energy, like I just did with you. You have great energy. And we've got very compatible aura colors. And then there's other people that you meet that you go, I don't even want to be within 10 feet of them. I just don't like their energy. You're feeling their aura.
Hmm. Why is it so important for us to understand that there is this sort of extra part of us that we can't see? Why is it there? Why are our auras there? What is that for?
Well, first of all, I study quantum physics, and basically what Einstein is saying, right, is that E equals mc squared. In other words, we're all energy. And so, one, the fact that we have energy radiating off of us, to me, shows us that we're way more than we've been taught. We're not just these physical beings, or what Yoda says, we're not just these crude matter, we're luminous beings. Mm. So, one, I like to know that we're actually energy and light-filled beings. And the fact that I can see it or sense it, and everybody, other people can see it too, it gets us past our boundaries. Number two, the reason that it's important for us to know what our life colors are, and I want to explain to people, like you have yellow in your aura, just like I do. You're not a straight yellow, but yellows, we're pleasers, we're nice people, we are here to bring joy to the planet, to help it heal, and we like people to be happy, but we also don't like being told what to do. So I don't do this to box people or tell people who they have to be. It's more validating people. It's helping them realize and understand and validate who they really are, because we both know that there's so many people out there living lives that they're not happy. They're in careers that aren't working for them. They're in relationships that aren't working for them. They're living places that don't work for them. They're not living their true colors. So once somebody can really find out their authentic life colors, which are the two colors of bands closest to the body, those are the ones that don't change. Mm. So once somebody really finds out what they are and it validates who they are, then they're free to really live their authentic self instead of trying to fit in thinking they're supposed to be somebody else.
And so there are other layers then. So we've got these two that are the closest to our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many layers are there going out?
Well, everyone's different. Most people on average have about 6 feet of bands out from them. And the one or two colors of band closest to your body typically don't change. Those are your blueprint. Those are the colors that reveal, you know, why you came to the planet. The outer bands, those are the ones that change all the time according to what's going on with your moods or what you're dealing with right now. Or so, for example, if I see somebody really angry, a lot of red flares up in their outer bands. But that's not their life color. That's different than a red life color. And the way I look at it is I believe, and you and I seem to talk the same language, Karen, which is why I'm so excited to talk with you today, because everything you said, I went, that's what I believe. That's how I see it. Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. So the way I look at it is before we came to the planet or before we came into this vibration, we had an idea of what we wanted to experience here, the theme that we wanted for our life. And so it reflects in the colors of the aura. It doesn't rule us. Our aura colors don't rule us. They reflect back what we've chosen, similar to astrology, numerology, iridology, palmistry, you know, all of those. They're, in case we got here and we went, oh, I forgot why I came, we can look back at the clues we left behind and go, oh, yeah, that's right. That does resonate with me. That is what I wanted to do here. And they're all different. All the different aura colors have different personality types and purposes to them.
Oh, good. And I hope we're going to get to talk about some of these. I should probably confess at this point that I have a copy of Life Colors that I got a couple years ago. A friend of mine recommended it to me, and it's been sitting on the bedside table ever since. It's all kind of dog-eared. And that's not the one we're giving away in the giveaway, by the way. The one in the giveaway is all new and clean and perfect and has never been opened. But mine's kind of beat up. Now, people can call in. You're willing to talk with people on the air today, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
So people can call in at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 if you would like to connect with Pamela on the air and maybe hear a little bit about your life colors. How did you start doing this? Did you just one day all of a sudden realize, golly, I can see auras?
No, I actually had somebody throw me in the water. I went to hear a psychic speak one night, and I walked into the room, whole group of people in there. And I walked into the room and sat down, and this psychic from England, he's a shaman. He looked like something out of Harry Potter. Yeah. It's like Hagrid. He pulls me out in front of the room that night and said, you know how to do psychic work too. You get up and start telling people what you see about them. What?
Wow.
So I basically got thrown in the water, and I was amazed to find out that I was really picking up very specific details about people and their lives. Like, I knew someone was pregnant. She didn't even know she was pregnant. I knew she was going to have a little girl because I saw the spirit of a little girl standing next to her. So he threw me in the water, and I started out doing intuitive or psychic work. I don't know what the PC word is to call it anymore, huh?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, me neither.
So, yeah. It's like we have advanced consciousness. We've stretched our consciousness. And I agree with you. I believe we all have this. So anyway, I started doing psychic readings, and then about a year later, I met a woman who could see auras. And she spent her whole life thinking everybody saw what she saw, and so I would bring her up to Santa Barbara to do workshops, and I would watch her describe somebody and what that meant to her, and it fit with what I had been picking up psychically about people. And that's when I went, oh, that's a blue. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, that's a green. That's a violet. Okay, I get it now. And then within about a year of meeting her, I had developed the ability to sense them and see them myself.
Wow.
Myself, yeah, myself, so all three of me.
It's me, myself,
so
and I.
That's how
it's
I got
three.
Started, yeah.
Wow, and do you see them all the time, or are you able to sort of, I work with people who are kind of learning, doing some intuitive development, and I often teach people how to turn down the volume. Mm-hmm. Is that always right there in front of your eyes?
No, I can do what you do, too. I turn down the volume. I can ignore it. I can focus on somebody. So bottom line, I explain to people, it's like if you're walking in some shopping mall, you know everybody's wearing clothes, but you don't choose to focus on what colors they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. I just kind of tune it out. I ignore it. Some people, I have a harder time seeing their auras because they either collapse it really tight and they keep it really hidden, or they don't want anyone to know who they are. So those people are hard to see the aura anyway, and sometimes violets, oh my gosh, some people have such big auras that they're really hard to ignore.
Right. This
but
is
you
very...
and I, we know that we can have control over it. It doesn't haunt me. It doesn't rule my life. It's, you know, I have say over it.
Yeah, and that's important too, to have those boundaries if you are intuitive, so that you don't get overwhelmed and really start to, it can really kind of freak you out and take you off your path if you let yourself get overwhelmed.
Right, and that's why a lot of people don't develop those abilities, is because of the fear that it will take them over and they will be overwhelmed, or they'll see bad things. They go, no, you have more say over that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, you are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pamela Ousley. You can find out more about her and see all her books and tons of other cool stuff besides at lifecolorscity.com. When we come back, we have a caller from Seattle who'd like to speak with Pamela, and we'll find out more about auras and what the colors mean. We'll be right back after this.
In to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Pamela Ousley. She's the author of Life Colors, Love Colors, and Make Your Dreams Come True. She's got her own radio show. She's been on TV. You've seen her. You know who she is. And she's here today talking about the colors of in our aura and what they mean, how we can discover more about ourselves by knowing what those colors are. If you would like to connect with Pamela on the air, the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Rochelle from Seattle, she called that number. And now, Rochelle, you are on the air with Pamela Ousley. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Tara. I came in a little bit late, so I'm not. Am I supposed to have a question for you, or can you just read me?
I can just read you. Yeah, and then,
okay.
And then maybe Karen wants to read you too. But Rochelle, what color hair and eyes do you have so I can get a visual of you?
I have brown hair and green eyes.
When
darker
you say brown,
hair.
Is that dark brown, medium brown, light brown?
It's like medium brown.
Medium brown. Man, Rochelle, you are very intelligent. It's funny because I feel like you actually were born violet, possibly a little bit of yellow in there, a little touch of blue, but you've added green in there. So what I get is very intelligent. Now, you greens like to keep things organized and efficient. They'll do business projects. They'll, you know, and I look at you and I go, yeah, but you've really got a lot of violet in your aura, Rochelle. And violets want to have more freedom. They want to do their own projects. They want to work for themselves. Maybe it's so cute with you because I go, you've got such vision. And that's a violet, visionary. You can see things ahead of other people. I see violets getting involved in either, and one of the things you keep showing me is possibly writing. Violets become therapists and teachers. Do you understand how you can read people?
I really don't. I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying because I'm a four, all this stuff, and I'm supposed to be really organized. And I have been corporate in America forever,
yep.
And I am, like, ready to jump out of my skin. And
yep.
I'm really moving more into the spirit. I'm just really,
spiritual.
I'm in a real transition. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
so that's why I said you added green. Greens are all about business and organization and CEOs
yeah.
and business and money and companies and stuff like that. But I don't get you were born a green, kiddo. I get you were born violet. And violets are more spiritual. They're teachers and visionaries and leaders and humanitarians. And I see them getting involved in either the media, they're writers, producers, directors, you know, performers, musicians, whatever. Or I see them getting involved in teaching or psychology. And I swear, Rochelle, you have the ability to read people. It's just that mental green, because greens are in their heads. And they think about
mm-hmm.
things, and they organize everything. They think. Violets are more intuitive. They're more visionary. They come from the third eye. Okay, so I love that you're looking at, because this is a violet age right now. Violets are in their power time right now, so a lot of violets are having this little inner voice going, okay, I need to do something else, which is tricky with you've got added that green in your aura, because greens will go, well, how are you going to make money doing that? What about respect? And what about money? And what about, you know, business? And what about, and they'll try to talk the violet out of it. So I like that you're listening to that violet side of you. Even though, because violets, it's like you're letting the genie out of the bottle. And I do know you've got a practical, down-to-earth side of you, too. You've added some tan in your aura, but you also were not born a tan. That's the pay your bills, be practical, be logical. And they go, no, your violet's up now. Your violet's going, okay, there's something more I have to do. But violets are compassionate. And the other thing violets get involved in are like causes, right? But you actually have a speaker, leader, teacher in you, okay, kiddo? Whether you
mm-hmm.
do workshops or seminars or teach or lead or whatever, or just end up, you know, counseling people or advising or consulting, whatever, you have that in you, Rochelle. Does that make sense to you?
It does make a lot of sense, yeah. I just have never... 2013 is the year I've got to make a change, and I know that because I'm just...
Yeah.
I just know. I know. I totally understand what you're saying.
And just so you know, you violets, ultimately, violets want money, but they want money for freedom. And ultimately,
that's
violets
right.
can't do things just for the money. It goes against their grain.
No.
Okay? They have
no.
to be
yeah.
able to do something bigger here. And I feel like you're just now letting the genie out of the bottle. And even if you can't find form for a while, I like you learning, exploring. I feel like you're on the right track. And the
okay.
thing to say to you, violets, is trust your inner vision. The vision, what pictures you see, how that feels, your inner voice, because greens will talk themselves right out of it, because greens are, yeah, but, should, and you need to, and I go, don't do that, you'll be stuck again, it'll scare
okay.
you.
And I think I'm getting that right.
Yeah. Did you hear her say, I think? That's how greens talk. Mm-hmm. Greens talk about how they think. Tans and greens are in their heads. Let me give you a violet word to start using, okay, Rochelle?
Okay,
I want you to notice what you see. Because when I'm talking to a violet, they go, oh, I can see that. Or I have this vision, I have this dream. But they say, I see. Oh, I see that. Okay, I can see that. Those are the words we want you to start using. And also the word focus. Instead of trying to figure it out, which is a greens way of talking. And there's nothing wrong with greens. Greens are valuable, but you're not a green. You just learn green. So use your violet to talk about what you see, what you sense, how that feels, your vision, you know, your intuition. You use that more, and you're going to be led right into a way more power. And you actually got some powerful things to do. I'm a little concerned you're going to hide out a little bit, but that's okay for a little while. And travel's good for violets, too. When you violets travel, it broadens your horizons. You get outside that box, and you can see bigger.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Rochelle. Well, I can't resist the open door, so I have to say that you never have to make any changes if you don't want to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. However, if you were to choose to use the energy of the next year to move yourself forward, I'm guided to say that your sense, you have this little mischievous, playful thing. I can see that. Have fun. Play. Laugh. Have a good time. Enjoy what you're doing right there. There we go. That's the energy to make that change. That's the energy to move forward. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay, it does very much so, and thank you both so much.
Thank you very much, Rochelle.
That's the yellow in her aura that I was
talking
about.
And I just joined your website. So.
But violets get very serious and intense, so I like that you balance it out and lighten it up, just what she said, and you'll come up with more creative ideas if you do that.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling the show. Many blessings
to you. Have a happy holiday. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, Pamela, we have Kaya from Minneapolis, and we've got about 4 minutes before we go to break. Is it okay to go ahead and take her call?
Sure. I'll talk faster.
Oh, you talk faster. Kaya from Minneapolis, you are on the air with Pamela Osley and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hello, Pamela. Hello, Karen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Did I destroy your name? Is that really your name? Did I say it right?
Kaja.
Oh, shoot, Kaja. Okay, I'm going to say it 6 times now during the course of this conversation so that I just reinforce it. Okay.
Okay.
Kaja, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yep.
And what color hair and eyes do you have?
I have brown eyes and dark brown hair.
Uh-huh. So I thought I was seeing that dark brown hair. Guy, you are beautiful. What colors?
Thank you.
This is, wow. Kaja, right?
Yes.
Dark brown hair and brown eyes, right?
Yeah.
You. It's interesting to me, Karen, that you're attracting another yellow violet here. At least this one doesn't think she's a green, so that's cool. This is another yellow violet. And Kaja, I want to say, first of all, you are very talented. I feel like you've got a lot of spiritual. Violets are very spiritual. Yellows tend to be more creative. They're either creative people and artists and performers, or they do healing work, or they do physical work like yoga instructors or dance or whatever. I feel like I want to say you've got vision. Oh, my gosh, you've added tan in your aura. I knew there was something there that was keeping you grounded and practical. But you do have a sense of things. I want to say that I feel like you know things or see things or sense things that not everybody else does. And I feel like sometimes you keep your mouth shut on that. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, you've got a lot of talent, you have a lot of beauty, I feel like you've got kindness, but violets are also very powerful, they're older souls, they're wise. You yellows never look your age. Yellows feel like they haven't even gotten started yet and haven't even grown up yet, but violets violets like freedom, they want to do something bigger, they want to do something more expressive, do projects, I like the word projects for you, and freedom, but you've added a little bit of tan in your aura, and tans, and it's not bad to be a tan, except for it's not your real color. Tans are more grounded, practical, make sure the bills are paid, be rational, be logical, and I go, on some level, kiddo, that holds you back.
Okay.
You understand
is
that?
Is tan an outer color that can change? That's not one of the closest ones?
The outer color is not the real you. You're really violet with yellow with a little bit of blue. So there's a lot of heart with you, a lot of compassion, a lot of wisdom, a lot of beauty, a lot of creativity, a lot of compassion. And I feel like you don't always express yourself to everybody. Like some of the things you think, I don't feel like everybody gets to know what you're thinking or what you're thinking because I feel like they wouldn't get it or you know not to share it with them because they might squash it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
that make sense to you?
It does.
Kasia, I feel like you've got projects to do, and they're outside the box, and they're bigger, and violets need to be making a difference here. They need to help humanity. They either educate the masses or improve the quality of life here for people or expand their consciousness somehow, but you have that in you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And Kasia, we're getting ready to give a break. Thank
you. Projects are soon.
What did you say?
Go ahead. You were asking if projects are coming soon?
Yes.
I feel like I want you to help develop some projects. You have it in you to create and develop some projects. Don't just wait for them to show up on your doorstep. Be thinking of things you want to do, and then I feel like things are going to start happening for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kasia. We're getting ready to go to break. Many blessings to you for the new year ahead. That's wonderful. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Pamela Oseley. She's the author of Life Colors, Love Colors, and Make Your Dream Come True. You can find out more at lifecolorscity.com, and we'll be right back with Pamela after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Pamela Oseley. You can find out more about Pamela and her work at lifecolorscity.com. We're talking about the colors of your aura and how knowing those colors can give you a clearer idea of your career path,
of your compatibility in certain relationships and give you a lot of insight into yourself. So, Pamela, welcome back.
Thank you.
And that website, lifecolorscity.com, what are people going to find when they mosey on over there?
Well, first of all, I want people to know that I see every human has got so much value. Everyone is a beautiful soul. There's a reason you each came to the planet. You have a life purpose. And my goal is to support people in being happy and fulfilled here. So everything that I create, books, my radio shows, the podcast, this website, everything on it is geared to give people tools to help them become their best selves. So what's on there is, first of all, there's a free quiz on there for adults and for kids. If you've got children, you can take the quiz for your kids and find out what their aura colors are, because you don't want to raise a violet the same way you would raise a tan or a red or a blue. It's like you want to be able to, you know, validate their existence too and help them live their best. So there's a free quiz on there, the aura color quiz, so you can find out what your aura colors are. Then you can go read about them. I've written information. There's videos. There's podcasts. I have tons of information about each one of the aura colors, plus I've got both my books that you already mentioned before. And then I go even beyond that. I talk about quantum physics and using parallel universes to change your life and consciousness and where we're expanding to and how we're much more amazing and magical beings. And if we tap into that, how you can create the life that you want. So I have everything I can think of on this site. And it's fairly new, but I'm just building more and more and more content on it all the time.
Wonderful. So that is lifecolorscity.com. And if you would like to connect with Pamela on the air, like Rochelle did and like Kaja did, you can give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So I heard when you were working with the callers, I heard yellow and green and violet. Can you say just a little bit about all these different colors and sort of what they mean? I mean, briefly, I suppose it would take you the rest of your life to try to, you know.
Yeah, just briefly, just to give a punchline. Like, there's three different categories, the physical colors, the mental colors, and the spiritual emotional colors. And the physical colors operate mostly out of their bodies, and those are reds, orange, magenta, and yellows. So reds are very, Madonna's a red, Sean Penn's a red. They're very much about their physical bodies, their sensuality, their sexuality. Lady Gaga's got red in her aura, too. Marilyn Monroe, very red, okay? Oranges are the daredevils on the planet, Evel Knievel, Jackie Chan. They like putting their lives in danger to feel that adrenaline rush. That's how they feel alive. They're, you know, race car drivers and stunt people and hang gliders, you know, something that's dangerous. Magentas are kind of the Kramers on Seinfeld. They're bizarre. Andy Warhol, they're very outrageous. They like to shock people. They tend to be a little bit on the bizarre side, okay? But they're here to keep us from getting, you know, into our ruts and mundane. But they still believe in it's all about physical reality. And then you yellows are the fun-loving big kids on the planet. And as much as you didn't test that high on yellow, Karen, you got so much yellow in your aura. Yellows are creative ideas. They're fun. They don't look their age. They're perennial Peter Pans. They came here to help people be happy or to heal the planet on some level. You've got a lot of yellows listening. And then we've got four different kinds of tans, and I won't go into the details about the tans, but tans are the detail people. They're practical, logical, analytical. They like security, stability, the paychecks, the regular jobs. I see them being accountants, engineers, bookkeepers, computer operators. They relish dealing with details. And they at least have the patience to deal with the details, because you see how fast I'm talking? That's because Miss Karen has a lot of violet in her orange. Violets are not about details. They're about 150. So I'll get to violets in a second. But tans are the ones that take care of the details, and they're very logical. Greens are the type A personalities, and Rochelle had learned a lot of green. Greens are business, CEOs, type A personality, accomplished. Bill Gates has a lot of green. Donald Trump has a lot of green. Barbara Walters. Even David Letterman is a green and yellow. And yellows have a great sense of humor. They like to laugh and everything. And greens are all about business and very intense and serious and the workaholics.
Yeah.
Then we've got blues, and you do have blue in your aura, Karen. You and I have similar aura colors, by the way. I've got blue-yellow with violet. You've got yellow-violet with blue.
Ah, nice.
blues are the big loves. Blues value love. They're spiritual. They're here to be in service. We want to help people. We're typically teachers, counselors, nurses. Blues are very emotional. Blues can watch those commercials and tear up. Now, you violets have a little bit more spunk and backbone than that, a little more strength. Like, oh, okay, that's just a commercial. They're not going to manipulate me. But blues want to help people, and they value love and spirituality above anything else. Blues always want to be in love in a monogamous, committed relationship. And then we have you violets. Violets are the visionaries on the planet. This is a violet age right now. Violets are teachers and leaders and visionaries. Violets are here to transform the planet. Oprah's got a lot of violet. Bono and George Clooney, all three of those are violet yellows. Spielberg, George Lucas, John and Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King. I have a dream. I have a vision. So violets have to reach the masses. Blues can do one-on-one. Yellows can do one-on-one. Violets have to reach the masses. Otherwise, it's too small. So violets a lot of times get accused of being unrealistic dreamers because the things that violets want to do are so big that people go, well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to make money doing that? So a lot of the violets that are listening go, I don't know how to accomplish that. And then if they give up, then they get bummed. They either get scattered or then they get depressed and lost. So violets have to believe in themselves. There's more on my site. Then we've got the indigos. Michael Jackson is an indigo. We have a lot of indigo children who have shown up on the planet now. They tend to be highly spiritual, very psychic. A lot of parents have indigo children now, and these indigos can read their minds. They can tell them about their other lives. They're really adept at doing technology. They tend to be androgynous. It's really hard to tell with an indigo most of the time if they're gay or straight, male or female. In Michael's case, black or white. Indigos are here to live the new consciousness, to show us about the new consciousness. And interestingly enough, Karen, a lot of you violets are now putting indigo in your outer bands. A lot of violets are resonating and relating to the qualities of indigos. Ah. The only thing about indigos right now is a lot of indigos, you can't control them with guilt or punishment or reward. So a lot of them are very confused about being on the planet right now, and quite a number of them are being diagnosed as autistic because when they're lost here, they have very acting out behavior. Either they shut down and they won't talk, or they do outrageous, like rebellious behavior that's almost self-destructive. So a lot of parents are having an issue with indigos right now.
Wow.
And then the lavenders. Lavenders are, they're very cute. They're very much about fantasy, and they don't stand their bodies very much, and they love fairies and angels and fantasy. And Alice in Wonderland, the guy that wrote that, Lewis Carroll, he had some lavender in his aura. C.S. Lewis, who wrote Chronicles of Narnia, he had some lavender in his aura. Those are the people that go into other dimensions, get the fantasy stuff, bring it back here, and they're supposed to do creative projects and show us about these other dimensions. They don't always stay grounded in their bodies, though. Mm-hmm. And then crystals, and you do have some crystals listening. I can feel it. Crystals actually have clear auras. They're supposed to keep their auras clear, but they tend to be the auric chameleons. If they remember who they are natural healers. They need a lot of quiet. They're very intelligent. They're very cultured, but boy, do they need quiet. They can't be around a lot of groups of people. It can't be around a lot of noise. It's like it shatters them. That their goal is to bring healing energy down through their bodies and to heal people. But a lot of times they don't remember who they are, so when they're around a lot of stuff, they get shattered, and they start becoming whoever they're they take on the aura colors of whoever they're hanging out with. So if they're hanging out with a green, they start acting like a green when their aura turns green. If they're hanging out with a yellow, all of a sudden they become yellow characteristics and their aura turns yellow. So they're very fragile, but you guys are, if crystals are listening, a lot of sensitive yellows think that they're crystals because yellows are healers too, but a lot of crystals, they can have a rough time here too, but as long as you stay quiet and meditate a lot and have a sanctuary in your home where you're not bothered by a lot of people, then you guys are empowered. It's fine. So those are the basic, those are the 14 different aura colors that I see.
Wow. And it seems to me like now that once we know what our color is, that gives us a lot better idea about how we can kind of strengthen the qualities of that color in us that we like, that we resonate with, and then ways to kind of avoid some of the difficulties that can come up when that color is, as you would say, out of power, out of balance.
Right. Yeah, each one of the color personalities has what I call in power, because I don't like to use the word positive and negative. Mm-hmm. But in power, that means the person is living their true authentic self and they're living their highest potential and in balance with their aura colors. And when I say out of power, that's the downside. That's the side that's negative, or they're not living their potential. It's the, like, violets in power, you guys are inspiring and passionate, and you're leaders and you're visionaries, and people want to hear what violets have to say. When violets are out of power, now, you don't do this, that's the good news, Karen, but when violets are out of power, the downside, they can either get, well, sometimes you do this one, they can either get scattered and multitask, and then they're all over the place, and they're fragmented, and they don't know which way to go next, because there's so many things they want to do, or they get in, this is what you don't do, because you've got blue and yellow in your aura that counter it. Violets can also get very dictatorial, bossy, impatient, frustrated with the stupidity of humanity. They just, and then they think they're, you know, above everybody else, and so they can get a little arrogant. That's an out-of-power violet.
All right, now I don't want to be arrogant or bossy, but it is time to go to break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Pamela Ousley. She's the author of Life Colors, among other things, and her website, lifecolorscity.com, has a ton of free information, awesome stuff about your aura, about the colors of your aura, and apparently about like things like quantum physics. There's a ton to explore there, so head over there, please, lifecolorscity.com. Pamela, in our last segment together, and I was saying to you off the air, fastest hour ever. This has just, really gone by quickly. Can you say a little bit about the way that our colors work together in personal relationships? And I'm assuming this is also going to affect now our relationships with money, our relationships with career, right? Because everything's relationship. So how do all these colors sort of work together?
Oh, I love you. I swear you must be psychic, Karen, because that's where I was hoping you'd go with this conversation. One of the things I like about helping people understand their own aura colors, it's also important to understand somebody else's colors so that instead of we're thinking like, how come you can't think more like me? Why can't you be more like me? We can go, oh, you're a tan or you're a red. Okay, I get it. I see what's important to you. And then we can allow people to be who they really are. And once you understand what's important to them and what's important to you, you can dialogue, you can communicate better. Do you understand? So it's really helpful with our personal relationships, with our coworkers, with our parents and family members, our kids. It's like, wow, you can actually allow them to be who they are. And, yes, each one of the different aura color personalities has a different perception around money and a relationship with it. So, for example, watch this. You've got yellow in your aura, and in the big picture, yellows don't really care about money. They want fun and friends and friendly and happy and fun and freedom. It's not about money, right? So right. Yellows, the yellows out there, they can get money in their hands and it just disintegrates, right? Mm-hmm. The thing is violets want money. You heard me say that to Rochelle. Violets want money, but they want it for freedom and to do humanitarian things, and you know, they want to do it to make a difference. So it's how they see it, how they, you know, how they handle it. Blues, it's not about money either. Blues tend to give everything away. It's like, no, you don't have to pay me for that. I was helping you out because I care about you. No, you can take that. Don't give me money for that. So blues have a hard time receiving. They even have a hard time receiving compliments when they're out of power. When they're in power, then they learn how to go, oh, thank you so much, and then even more money can come to them. But blues can feel guilty about getting money because they go, well, I didn't do that for the money. I did that because I care, because I'm loving, because I came from my heart. So, and tans are the ones with money that it's like, well, you have to work a long time and get a safe paycheck and do safe investments, and you have to work for years, and so they typically are more cautious with their money. And really safe, secure investments. Where greens are like, no. With a green, there's never enough money. They want money for nice things, nice clothes, nice cars, nice furniture, right? But they also can be gamblers. So, again, with a green, there's no such thing as too much money, okay? Mm-hmm. So you see how they all have a different relationship with money?
Yeah, they do. And I have to tell you, one of the most dog-eared parts of my copy of Life Colors is the relationship section, because you go through and break it down. There's a really good questionnaire in the book, by the way, in Life Colors, you guys, a kind of a really detailed way to break it down and get an idea of what your life color might be, and actually sort of your top two. But the most dog-eared part in my book is about relationship. And I'm wondering, because we won't have time to go into it, there's, you know, a blue million different combinations. What is, like, the worst, most incompatible color combination in terms of relationships that you can think of?
Well, a couple of them, like blues and reds together. Blues are so spiritual, and they're so emotional, and they just come from the heart, and they want to bond with somebody from the heart. Reds, it's all about physical, and they typically reds are not spiritual. They don't really believe in spirituality unless they get to sing and dance and build churches and move the pews. It's more about physical expression. Mm-hmm. And reds keep more of their information to themselves, and they can also have very strong tempers, and that's not safe for a blue. So that's not compatible. And then also a green and a yellow together. Can you understand that green, that motivated, driven type A personality? With the playful yellow, who really, if they had their way, wouldn't be working at all unless it was fun. You imagine if they were in a relationship together. But once they understand each other, then the green can maybe make money off of the yellow's ideas. Or if the yellow gets into healing, the greens can find ways to make money, helping, you know, help the yellow create abundance that way, instead of like going, hey, yeah, you're supposed to be making more money than that. Why are you off goofing around?
So even in a relationship that could have kind of a catastrophic color combination, the people can sort of adapt to each other, can learn ways of letting each other in. So you're not doomed? Okay.
Yes, I absolutely believe that with enough love and commitment and understanding, any combination can make it. There's just some that are going to have it easier because they're more compatible naturally with their life visions and goals and personality, and others that are just going to have a more challenging time. They've just got more challenge to get over, but it's not impossible.
What would you say is the most amazing, awesome cosmic compatibility color match?
Well, you know what I found really is usually very compatible are like blue yellows with yellow violets. Because blue yellows, it's like yellows need playmates, so they get along great with other yellows. They want someone they can laugh with and play with and you know, be big kids together, right? Mm-hmm. So like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, she's got blue yellow and he's got yellow tan. So the yellows, yay, yay, yay. But blues, to get along with the violets need somebody who really supports them, who supports their vision and their life purpose. So blue can be very supportive. You know, it's like, yes, I love you enough. I want your dream to happen. So they can be very loving, very psychic with them, very intuitive. Usually that's very compatible. The only time it's not, because they're both very spiritual, they both want to help humanity. They both want to help. So that can be compatible. The only time it's not compatible is when the violet goes out of power. Because when violets are out of power, they are one of the number one colors that has affairs. And that is the worst thing you do to a blue. Blues need monogamy and loyalty and trust. And violets, if they're not fulfilled at home, they'll be looking around because they like, out of power, they like being put on a pedestal. Hmm. Okay? So we see a lot of those violets in Hollywood. A lot of them get into the performing arts. So when their egos get away with them and they think that they need to be on a pedestal and they need all that adoration because violets are actually royalty, that can be very painful to a blue.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there's so much here. I wish I had about 10,000 more hours.
You do. Maybe just not together, but you do have 10,000 more hours.
Well, I'm just going to ask you to come back like another 9,999 times and we'll be good.
Cool.
With about a minute left of our time together, I'm wondering what's the most important thing that you want people to know about their auras, about kind of getting this understanding of their life colors?
That you are special, you came here for a reason, and if you get lost, you don't know what's going on, that knowing about your aura colors can just help you find your way. It just validates you. It doesn't limit you. It helps confirm what you deep down inside always felt about yourself. So number one, I want to say always trust your own intuition. Always trust how you feel deep down inside. Don't get in your head and get doubting and confusing. And if you need the extra validation, the aura colors are there to help you.
Mm. Wonderful. Pamela, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was my great pleasure after reading the book and dog-earing all the pages. What a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You're so fun.
Thank you very much. That was Pamela Oastley. She is the author of Life Colors, What the Colors in Your Aura Reveal, among other books. And you can find out more about Pamela and her work at lifecolorscity.com. Now then, if you would like some intuitive insight to take you into the new year, I hope you'll join me for the Out of the Fog Salon. That's the online gallery reading on January 3rd. You can get more information about that at fogcitypsychicbot.com. But hey, I'm a yellow. I like fun and I like to give things away. So if you'd like to take a guess, use your psychic powers. If you know the color of the socks that I'm wearing right now, email me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com. That's Karen@fogcitypsychic.com. And you can enter to win a free seat in that gallery reading. Please know that I'm wishing you a joyful, a peaceful holiday. And my wish for you is that the new year brings you many blessings of abundance and love. Until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.